Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And bring over the all-star left-handed bat to try to boost that lineup, Donnie.
Yeah, no All-Star game in 2020, so theoretically, Joey Gallo made the last two All-Star games and also last year a Gold Glove outfielder that you got for a couple mid-level prospects here. Nice move by the New York Yankees. You had to do something for the fan base. You had to do something for that locker room to say, hey, you know what? Let's see if we can make this push here, and if you can pick up another win today, maybe it moves forward with Brian Cashman tomorrow to make an extended deadline deal, which means maybe you bring another bat to the lineup. Maybe you bring a starting pitcher to town. You want to show the guys in the front office that you are eligible and you want to win this year, and we'll see if it happens with the Yankees. Nice win yesterday over Tampa Bay. We'll see if it continues.
Not the only big move that went down yesterday. The Brewers made a move, but we also had Sports Grid's very own Craig Mish break the news that the Miami Marlins traded one of their stars in Starling Marte over to the Oakland Athletics, which is incredibly relevant. You look at these two trades. The A's right now are trying to hold off a team like the Yanks. They had Marte to try to make that a reality, Donnie.
Yeah, no, it's a nice move here. I mean, Starling Marte has been a very good baseball player for a long time, starring in Pittsburgh, moving around the league a little bit as last seen there in Miami. But a nice move by Oakland because, again, you're showing from the front office, hey, guys, you know, we're not going to stand pat right now. We're going to give you guys some pieces here to try to get into the playoffs. So it looks like that maybe that head-to-head number here between the Yankees and also the Oakland Athletics, who's going to make the next move to try to move up the ladder and make that wild card run. So you had some good baseball players move, Kevin, and as I said, over the next 24 hours, more good players are going to move to teams in contention, maybe swaying the power of who wins the division, but also who can get those wild card spots.
No doubt about it. One more Major League Baseball headline for us here. One of my favorite headlines. Shohei Ohtani homers again. His league lead now, home run tally, is up to 37, 81 RBIs on the season, and it made the difference in their 8-7 victory over the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, home runs, RBI. What else do you need out of this guy, Shohei Ohtani? Yeah, maybe you need a team around him that can actually help him out. How many years has it been for the Los Angeles Angels? Get Trout some help. Now all of a sudden it switches over to get Ohtani some help. Maybe Rendon will come back. Maybe Mike Trout will come back to try to solidify that lineup. A 500 team that would get a nice boost with those two superstars back in the lineup to surround Ohtani. But a dominant pitcher on the mound in all this summer, Kevin. I can't even believe it. Ohtani's plus 150, plus 140. He's finally plus 110 even with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to be the MVP of the AL, and now take a look at him, minus 650 to win the AL MVP, and much deserved.
That graphic there, for those with us on the TV side of things, it reads a quote from Joe Maddon about the race for AL MVP, where Maddon says, to me, it's not even close. The odds makers agree with you, Joe. Right now, it is not even close. We bring the radio audience into the fold here. Thanks to all those that are listening to the early line on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204, the Mightier 1090. All of our radio affiliates hanging out with us on this Thursday morning on a NBA draft Thursday morning, Donnie. A lot to break down here as the Detroit Pistons are on the clock.
Yeah, Detroit Pistons on the clock tonight looking to sway their future here with Cade Cunningham, and certainly one of those players, which Jay Bill has put out a tweet yesterday, one of the best prospects I've seen over the past 20 to 25 years in the NBA draft. That is exactly what you want to hear from Detroit. A little bit down and out the past couple years. All you want to see, Kevin, Detroit basketball. Maybe it's back here with Cade Cunningham.
Certainly would be a start. Another NBA headline for us here is an update on Ben Simmons and the 76ers status. We knew that Philly was willing to move on, but an update yesterday from Adrian Wojnarowski points out that Ben Simmons and his agent, Rich Paul, are in step with the move elsewhere, meaning that it's only a matter of time, Donnie, before Ben Simmons is with a different team.
Yeah, everybody wants to help facilitate this move, but you're also seeing this is not just a move to make a move. Like you saw Markelle Fultz, the number one overall pick who went to the Sixers, where after a while the Sixers were like, we'll just take a bag of donuts to get this guy out of town here. Ben Simmons, as you saw, they asked the San Antonio Spurs four first-round draft picks, including three pick swaps and also a young basketball player. Hey, look, they're not going to give this guy away free, even though everybody wants to get him out of town, including his agent and also the player. It's going to happen, I do believe, but it's not going to come cheap here. They're going to get a decent reward back for a trade of Ben Simmons here.
A couple of Olympic updates for you here to start the morning off. How about Luka Doncic once again getting the job done with Slovenia? This team's odds to win gold is continuing to climb on the FanDuel Sportsbook and will only get higher with their 116-81 victory over Japan last night.
Yeah, nice, easy victory here. But for us odds boost backers here on the FanDuel Sportsbook, we'd like to see a little bit more scoring, primarily five more points out of Luka Doncic. But what happens when you blow a basketball team out? You sort of sit your superstars late when it's in hand. About 6 minutes to go in the game, Luka dropped the three, quickly exited the game shortly after there, and left us standing at the altar, Kevin, with 25 points. Another great performance out of Slovenia. Unbeatable, Kevin, it looks like, with Luka in the lineup.
Certainly also the Olympic golf tournament gets underway on the men's side of things. Hovland, the favorite for gold, but you have over 10 golfers at sub 20-1. Come right back. The early line continues.
Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the early line. Kevin Walsh from Donnie Wrightside with you on this Thursday morning. And the MLB trade deadline is fast approaching. It will be tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern time. But it does not mean that you have to wait all the way into the deadline. And certainly right now, it does not look like teams are going to do that. Joey Gallo on the move. That is where we will start. Everything was pointing towards him being moved out of Texas. A healthy scratch from their lineup, so you could tell a deal was coming. And Donnie, it was the New York Yankees who made the move to bring Gallo to the Bronx.
Yeah, we saw him get scratched in the lineup last night. Boy, I wonder where he's on the move now. And it wasn't a COVID issue, wasn't an injury issue. So it looked like a trade was imminent. And just a few moments later, social media popping out there that Joey Gallo was traded to the New York Yankees for a handful of prospects going back to the Texas Rangers. Now, you are correct, trying to stand pat. So you see the Oakland Athletics. If we take a look now currently at the wild card standings here, the A's are in second place in the wild card, which means if the playoffs started today, the Oakland Athletics would be in. They go out and get Marte. Now, you take a look back here, the Seattle Mariners, two back of the Oakland Athletics for that final spot, but also the New York Yankees, Kevin, only 2.5 games out of the playoffs. They make a move to get Joey Gallo. If they do improve their team even more, who's to say that they can't chase down the Oakland Athletics? Not to say the Athletics are a bad baseball team, but they're certainly not world beaters either. But I thought it was a nice move by the Yankees. Here's what you're getting. Two-time All-Star over the past two All-Star games. You're getting a gold glover in the field. Yes, you're getting some strikeouts. But the one thing that the Yankees lack is scoring runs. Kevin, last night, you had to get the extra innings for them to even get to three runs. They struggled all night at the plate. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to have a solo home run in that lineup every once in a while, even if nobody's on base, to sort of get that offense jump started? I think that'll rejuvenate Joey Gallo. He's hitting 232, which is actually a little bit higher than what we typically think of Joey Gallo in that 190 to 195 to 200 range. Around the Mendoza line. It was a nice move for the Yankees, and keep in mind, it wasn't as if you gave up Gerrit Cole to get Joey Gallo on your team. You got a couple of mid-level prospects that moving on, the Yankees won't be any worse for wear with losing those guys. It can only jumpstart this offense. And sometimes throughout the summer, Kevin, even myself, I look at the Yankees, no way they're going to be able to chase down Boston. Well, to get to the playoffs, you don't have to chase down Boston. You're about two and a half games out right now with roughly, what, like 60 games to play or so? You can chase them down, make some moves here for the Yankees. We'll see if that improves their standings.
Look, first of all, on the prospect note, the reporting from Jeff Passan of ESPN around this deal noted that the reason the Yankees were able to execute a trade like this, sending four prospects over to the Rangers, is because of their depth. He tossed out the overall record of the Yankees farm system, which is fine. I'm sure that Passan cares about that stuff. I'm sure that people in Major League Baseball care about that stuff. I don't. The Yankees did not give up any of the prospects inside their top 10, much less one of their elite high-level prospects, which means that they should be able to do more. And I'm not moving past this Gallo move, but this needs to be the realization here for Yankees fans, and those that potentially want to get to the window on the New York Yankees as it pertains to the futures market. We've been talking about this team at length here on this show. One of the early disappointments of the baseball season, no matter how you slice it. A considerable minus money favorite to win the AL East. They have the fourth best odds to win that division. A considerable favorite to win the American League. The second choice to win the World Series. All of those things falling back because of their start to the season. But entering yesterday and still today, one game back in the loss column of a spot in the postseason. There is absolutely no excuse for the New York Yankees to not be buyers at this deadline, and that's exactly what they did here in Joey Gallo. Obviously provides pop. We all know that. And he is also a tremendous outfielder. Does not fit the typical description of a, you know, big guy that hits home runs. This guy is an excellent outfielder, Donnie, and could potentially man center field for this Yankees team. I hope they're not done, but this was a tremendous start for this Yankees team. And again, one that they needed to make. I don't know if you disagree. This team should be buyers, and I'm happy to see that they are.
Yeah, I mean, you're a big market team. You have ample number of prospects that you can flip, and you hit the nail on the head. If you're not giving up, like, your top 10 prospects or three of your top 10 or even, like, your number one or two or over number three overall prospect, what did you really give up here? Because you're usually talking about, like, the top five prospects in your organization. You factor on them being Major League Baseball players at some point in their careers. When you're flipping guys over, like, 15, 20, 35, all you're doing is really trading them to fill out the other team's farm system at this point. Now, I don't think the Yankees are done. We talked about it on the show last night in Play Sports Tonight. Once this move went down, it doesn't seem like a move Brian Cashman's going, all right, that's enough now. We'll see if you can make a run. We added Joey Gallo and we'll see what happens. That shows to me like they're actually going in, not all in, as we're like, oh, Yankees need to go all in to make the playoffs. Not necessarily, but you're not going to be done there. Maybe just make a couple moves here to bolster the bullpen, maybe get a third or fourth starter, or maybe even go after one of those players there for the Chicago Cubs. Looks like there's a fire sale. Did they get Javi Baez? Probably not. Do you get Anthony Rizzo? Probably not. Do you get Chris Bryant? Maybe so, but there's a lot of other players out there that you could put in that lineup to try to replace the Brett Gardners of the world, the Ronald Odors of the world. There's a lot of holes in that Yankees lineup that can be patched up, Kevin, as we saw for a couple mid-level prospects. You add, let's just say, a Chris Bryant to the lineup or even an Anthony Rizzo to that lineup, all of a sudden looks very formidable. And if they get hot throughout the month of August and September, they can roll right into the playoffs with a pretty good 1-9.
And to give people an idea on the season that Joey Gallo is having on both the offensive and defensive side of the baseball right now, wins above replacement. Look, this is a base level piece of analytic information that people should not be hand waving at this point. We're not going far too down the analytic board. Simply just WAR. He is fifth amongst all position players in Major League Baseball. Fifth overall. Joey Gallo is a tremendous addition for this Yankees team. And I'll tell you what, Donnie, in a way, a little bit of a surprise that the outfielder that they landed was Gallo and not Starling Marte, because they were certainly linked to Marte, but Sports Grid's very own Craig Mish breaks the news that Marte now finds himself in an Athletics uniform. What do you make of this move here from Oakland?
Yeah, nice move by the A's. And they gave up a young, good pitcher here to get him. But even from that perspective, Kevin, because we're looking at the standings now, right? Just looking at the wild card, forget about chasing down the division leaders. Tampa Bay Rays have a 3.5 game lead in the wild card race. They're probably going to be comfortable in that spot and probably secure that and head off into the playoffs. So you're really up for one playoff opportunity here, and that's going to come from the Athletics, Mariners, Yankees, and Blue Jays. Now, again, Indians are 5 out, Angels are at 5 out. They're a little bit farther down the list here. I do remove Seattle. It would be very shocking here, Kevin, if Seattle ends up on a run in September, you know, all the way through and gets the October playoff baseball, even as a wild card. That would shock me. So to me, it seems like here it's between the Oakland Athletics and the New York Yankees to get that final spot. When looking for a pedigree franchise, it might be up to Kevin over the next 24 hours who makes that next move. Let's say the Oakland Athletics go out and raid, you know, the Chicago Cubs and say, you know what? It's not only we're taking good players from the Cubs so the Yankees can't get that as opposed to just putting them on their baseball team. It's a really nice move. Starlin Marte is a very good baseball player. You're going to get really good defense, a solid batter, and a guy with some speed on the base pass and a veteran in this league. Love that move for the Oakland Athletics here to try to stave off the New York Yankees trying to get into the playoffs. But also, Kevin, quickly on this aspect, the Marlins. Look at the players over the past, let's just say, 3 to 4 years that they've given away. Can you imagine with their, you know, big market in Miami, big brand new stadium, that they could fill it up with all the superstars they gave away? The Marlins would be headed to the playoffs each and every year, but they don't operate like that. They operate where they just want dollars in their back pocket as opposed to paying players. Another really good player leaves town from Miami, and questionable, Kevin, with what they're even getting back to help them in the future.
It's interesting on the surface. Oh, Marte's a, you know, upcoming free agent. He's always going to leave. There are multiple reports during the year that Marte wanted to spend the remainder of his career down in Miami. So I think you make a solid point there, Donnie. And just to reiterate on the player that is Starling Marte, on the year batting .306 with 22 stolen bases. That's just a tremendous player to have in your lineup, no matter who you are. That is a great pickup for the Athletics, who are, again, going to have to, you know, keep off some of that competition behind them, the Yankees, the Mariners, the Blue Jays, teams like that trying to hunt them down. Plus, I'm sure Oakland has grand ideas of more than just being the final wild card spot in the American League. Again, these were not the only deals that went down yesterday. We'll talk about that and some of the results from the baseball board next, right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are right back here on the Early Line. Looking to make it happen, talk about some of the action from the Major League Baseball board yesterday. There is one more trade to get to. We'll do that in just a moment, but I do want to mention the results that we saw from the two teams that we talked about with both Oakland and the Yankees here. A 10-4 blowout. Oakland hands the San Diego Padres on the road. The Yanks squeak one out against the Rays 3-1 in extra innings. Donnie, do either of these results catch your eye, or just again a typical, you know, average day in baseball, nice to end up in the win column for both these teams?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what you need. So you're doing a little bit of scoreboard watching now as you head into the month of August, because obviously when you're trying to chase down teams or teams are chasing you down, there's, you know, games that you're going to be looking for on the board, particularly in the AL. Okay, you had a nice victory there for the Detroit Tigers, but they sit 8.5 games back from that wild card spot. Yankees and the Oakland Athletics, not necessarily looking in the rearview mirror for teams like the Tigers, but they're going to be looking to see how the Rays do, how the Athletics do, how the Yankees do, depending on what team you're actually cheering for or watching at this time. So decent day in Major League Baseball overall, but something to watch. As I said, again, today's Thursday, tomorrow's the trade deadline. Things are going to ramp up here, and every win you can get to try to put your front office over the top, because let's just say the Yankees go out with a victory or the Oakland Athletics come out with a victory. Maybe that says, hey, you know what? We should go all in here and add maybe another piece or two before the deadline hits here and really give these players on our team something to go after over the months of August and September.
I'm going to make a quick wrestling analogy. During the pandemic, wrestling was going on without fans, whenever they'd be like too good, you'd be like, but imagine how much better it would be with fans. And that's almost what the Yankees are. two great results for this team 2 days in a row. But now all I can think about is if they didn't absolutely fall all over themselves during the series at Fenway Park and where this team would look and how this team would be positioned right now. They probably right now maybe even hold themselves a wild card spot. I mean, things would look a lot more interesting here. Two important results, but the A's also did bounce back very nicely there against the Padres. The Milwaukee Brewers, one of the other teams out there in the National League that think they can certainly make a legitimate run. The moves that they are making suggest just that. And they went out there and grabbed switch hitting Eduardo Escobar off of the Arizona Diamondbacks roster here. Donnie, how do you feel about this move for the Brewers right now, who are considerable favorites to win the Central?
I think it's a great move, too, because also keep in mind, you have Peterson, who's been a pretty good baseball player for your squad all summer long, and also, obviously, MVP candidate Christian Yelich has been out with COVID, and we know for the foreseeable future, we don't know exactly when he's coming back. It's always nice to add bats, particularly with a fire sale like the Arizona Diamondbacks are having. You add him to a team that's ready to compete, and you can also, like, I understand, we're not even in the month of August, but it already feels like the Milwaukee Brewers have locked up the Central Division here, because, number one, they're the best team overall. Number two, everybody around them seems to be selling when they are trying to add on. So you add that piece here. Is something bigger coming for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin, over the next 24 possibly to 36 hours until the trade deadline hits? Because there are still some batters out there that the Brewers add that can really help them. I think the notion for the Brewers is, hey, they have really good pitching. They have a dominant back end of the bullpen. But people still aren't sold about Yelich and just a couple of names in that lineup, it seems. I mean, obviously, Lorenzo Cain is out there and playing some decent baseball. But if you add another big bat to that lineup here, they are going to be a team to reckon with, because I consider them, again, already winning the Central, which means that places them in the playoffs. They have the frontline pitching to compete in the playoffs. They have the dominant closer to shut down games in a 3-2. They're just looking for that premium pedigree bat that can get them over the top. And if they do something here, watch out for the Brewers.
The Brewers are right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook -1,000 to win the Central. It makes a lot of sense that it feels like that is all but over. They have a 7-game lead over the Cincinnati Reds. Is that insurmountable? No, but with the way that Brewers are playing, it feels like a lot. And adding a player like Escobar is incredibly strong. Again, tomorrow is the MLB trade deadline. You have to think more moves are coming. And just to give people an idea, here is a tweet that came out yesterday from John Heyman around 10 a.m. Yesterday morning, giving people an idea of the hitters that are available. Here are the names that Heyman listed: Chris Bryant, Trevor Story, Javi Baez, Anthony Rizzo, Trey Turner, Byron Buxton, Marte Escobar, Gallo. Obviously, those all now moved on and added Peralta to that mix. I mean, you are talking about exclusively all-star bats, all available here, Donnie. And I think you're going to see a strong majority of that group find new baseball teams to call home.
You're exactly right. And also take a look at what's actually happening here at the trade deadline. Pitching, as we say, Kevin, is always at a premium, and it's always going to be a seller's market. If you have a legitimate pitcher that's on, you're going to have, 10, 14 teams trying to compete. Like when you saw when Max Scherzer said, hey, you know what? Might be best if we move on and part ways. Rumors came out that up to 14 teams inquired immediately with the Nationals what it's going to take to get Max Scherzer on the move. Now, when you take a look at a buyer's market with bats, the names you just listed, you have some superstar players. Yes, they might be rentals just for over the next 2 months, but both sides know this. This isn't going into the equation where you see like an NFL trade go down. Well, hey, look, find the team that you want, but work the deal out ahead of time with your contract so you don't flip the guy like T.O. heading to the Philadelphia Eagles from the San Francisco 49ers where he gets intercepted by Baltimore. And it's like, I'm not going there, so don't even make this deal. You don't have that Major League Baseball, which helps facilitate a trade where it says, hey, normally Chris Bryant, if he's going to re-sign with you, might take your top prospect in your organization. But the fact that Chris Bryant is backed by Scott Boras, and Scott Boras says he's not signing anywhere even if he likes it, maybe you can get him for your 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th level prospect in your organization. A great buyer's market with bats, and that might help teams like the Milwaukee Brewers who say, hey, look, we probably can't afford these guys anyway. Take a prospect from us. We'll see how it works out and see if we can fit this in with a playoff run here. Should be fascinating to watch, but also keep in mind, teams like the Brewers that need bats, do you think a team in your division like the Cubs, like, sure, do you want Baez cheap? Yeah. Do you want Bryant cheap? Do you want Rizzo cheap? That's not going to happen. So maybe somebody outside the division will be ending up with the bargain, Kevin.
Yeah, that I think that's the one excuse. Like, if the Brewers can't get involved with any of those Cubs names, I would be more than understanding, because the Cubs are not going to make it easy on them. If even, like, answer the phone when Milwaukee tries to call them about some of their top stars. I want to talk about some of the results from yesterday's baseball board. We have to, of course, talk about Dodgers-Giants. This remains a massive series. I love that when these teams play, after every single result, I look at the FanDuel Sportsbook to see the futures market, get a sense how things are moving on the odds to win the NL West. They remain unchanged from yesterday, which is unsurprising, as the Dodgers were dominant in 8-0 victory. They hit the over by themselves here. Walker Buehler also now finds himself with the second best odds to win Jacob deGrom's award.
Yeah, he's been pretty good here. 98 pitches last night, Kevin. How about this one against your division rival? 7 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 3 hits, 0 earned runs, and also 8 strikeouts. And the reason why I bring up the 8 strikeouts here, because the FanDuel Sportsbook had an odds boost last night that we got in late on, Kevin. Obviously, first pitch, East Coast time, was right around 9:45, 9:46. Got in on that one, came down to the last batter in the bottom of the first inning here, and was able to get a strikeout. So Walker Buehler doing the job last night in that respect. But also, taking a look at the Dodgers, they needed this game, Kevin. It was so much, you know, the Dodgers get the early lead 4-0. I'm sure people have to say, boy, that's nice. Walker Buehler's dealing. But in the back of your mind saying, we know these San Francisco Giants, they love to come back late in games. And it didn't happen. Why? Because Buehler was sensational in this game. 13 hits by the Los Angeles Dodgers. The bats waking up maybe once they get healthy. And also keep in mind, the Dodgers have a sensational lineup when healthy, whether it be starting pitching, you know, bullpen might be a little bit of work, but that 1-8 lineup is great. Who's to say the Dodgers just don't dip into the market and, as we say, a buyer's market on bats and just add another superstar to that lineup? Maybe that helps them last night, but a big win by the Dodgers. And who would have thought the Dodgers need a win for their mindset heading forward, that they can beat the Giants? It's supposed to be the other way around.
It certainly is. Also, I like that you said there, you know, Walker Buehler did the job. It depends on wrestling terms. You might say the Giants lineup did the job, right? Obviously, it all depends how things are working there. I got to bring up the Astros-Mariners thing. Look, am I going to tell you that Kendall Graveman is the most important player in the history of Major League Baseball? Maybe. Mariners are 0-2 since they moved on from Graveman, Donnie. Look, I'm just saying, if you were going to move the guy, maybe wait till the series is over. I refuse. Like, it's not insignificant whether we think it should be or not. It's not insignificant. The Astros beat up on Seattle once again right before the deadline here. You know, you keep pushing the Seattle team aside. I don't blame you, because the front office tends to agree.
Yeah, and they should agree, because it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors here, Kevin. It sounds like they're ripping the cover off the baseball. Look at our, you know, run differential at a plus 100. We're really better than we're showing. No, you're actually not as good as what you're actually showing based on your play on the field. And I guess if we're taking a look at, you know, some future analytics here, looking at Kendall Graveman, is his wins above replacement now like a plus 35, apparently? Because you cannot win without Graveman on your team. And has this propelled the Houston Astros just for one reliever here? It's funny. I'm glad this is a talking point over the summer because of how Seattle reacted, and also the sports media market overall with the Mariners and their fan base. I can't believe they got rid of this guy. And I just like to check yourself saying, hey, look, you got rid of an okay reliever. Yes, he was having a very good season, but this isn't shifting the balance of power in the AL because you lost a player and he was added over to the Astros. Your front office seems the same thing, Kevin, that we see night in, night out from the Mariners. It's how are they doing this? And sooner or later, they won't be doing this anymore. So you are correct. 0-2 without Graveman. Maybe they go on a long losing streak. It would be a fun narrative to keep talking about, though, Kevin. If the Mariners lose like 9 out of their next 10, it would be fantastic to watch and see the fallout saying, see that? You shouldn't have gave up on Graveman.
Yeah, trust me. I will keep tabs on that. Just to add to Donnie's point, the Mariners are 55-48. On ESPN, they offer you an expected win-loss record. 45-58 is what the Mariners should be. They're 9-1 in extra innings. Outrageous. They're 23-8 in one-run baseball games. Outrageous. They're not for real. And ultimately, though, if they had Graveman, who knows? Hot or not's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
right, it's time for Hot or Not right here on the early line. We're sticking with the theme of Major League Baseball to start things off. I should have found a way to get our guy Shohei in here again. 37 bombs on That's the true. Season. But we will start it off with the odds to win the American League. Right now, the Oakland Athletics are 10-1 to win the AL pennant. You have to scroll way down the board to find the New York Yankees there at 16-1. Donnie, after yesterday's events, hot or not, the Yankees should have better odds than the A's to win the American League.
I'm going to say hot to a degree here, Kevin. And the reason I say that is those numbers are a little bit too far-fetched for me, because 16-1 shows me a lot of value on the New York Yankees. Again, we're not talking about them actually, you know, winning the division per se. You don't have to win the division. It's not like it's something lockstep here. You got to win the division if you want to win the pennant. Not so fast. You just have to make it into the playoffs to have a chance at winning the pennant overall. And the simple fact is how closely aligned the Athletics and the Yankees are to take a look and say, well, why is one team 16-1, the other team's 10-1? Those numbers will also possibly shift with an additional move before the trading deadline. But if I'm looking overall, you have two really good divisions here, because sometimes you say, well, maybe, Kevin, the Oakland Athletics have an easier path to get to the playoffs than the New York Yankees. Not so fast here. The Astros are a really good baseball team. The Mariners, who, yeah, we joke with, they're still above 500. The Angels, oh, yeah, 51-50. And keep in mind, Trout and Rendon are supposed to come back, and maybe they make a move at the trade line to try to solidify their team. One team in the basement, the Texas Rangers, certainly raves up the white flag. But you also have similarities, Kevin, here in the AL East. The Boston Red Sox, very good. Tampa Bay, very good. Yankees, decent baseball club. Toronto Blue Jays hovering around 500. Then you have your bottom basement feeder there in the Baltimore Orioles. I think the numbers are a little bit askew here. They should be closer, Kevin, between 16-1 and 10-1, maybe 13-1 and 10-1, 12-1 and 10-1, something more in line there. So I'm going to go hot that the Yankees actually should be a little bit closer to the Oakland Athletics here.
It's absolutely hot. It's red hot. This is not a Yankees thing, even though I'm sure most of you will try to turn that into it. There are a number of projection outlets that say the Yankees have a better chance to make the postseason than the A's. If that is true, then what are we even doing here? And while I understand that Oakland is in front of the Yankees as we stand, we're talking about a single game in the loss column. Don't forget the preseason pedigree. And certainly right now, it seems more likely that the Yankees will be doing more still within the next coming hours of the trade deadline than the Athletics will to bolster their lineup. We know the Yankees, by the way, have a number of players that could still certainly be playing better here. And also, just try and project out a little bit what you could do with these numbers if you get yourself just to the wild card game. Are the Athletics favored against the Tampa Bay Rays or the Boston Red Sox going into a wild card game? No. The Yankees, though, with Gerrit Cole, I'm telling you this right now. Donnie, tell me if I'm crazy here. The Yankees, unless Chris Sale is back and is pitching at a tremendous level, if Gerrit Cole's on the mound and the Yankees are on the road in a wild card game, they are road favorites against either the Red Sox or the Rays. I don't think you can say that about the Athletics.
No, you're correct. You're exactly correct here, because when you get to the playoffs, it's about condensed pitching staffs. And we've yet to see who that number two is going to stand out for the Yankees. But you're getting very good pitching here from the Yankees, even with Gerrit Cole. As we see, he is the Cy Young favorite here in the AL by a slim margin, but still the Cy Young favorite. So your equation is correct. If you get to the playoffs, and even if it's a wild card number, a one-game playoff on the road, and you have Gerrit Cole, they are going to be favored in that game. No question in my mind, Kevin.
And also, by the way, even if you're like, okay, I'm not sure if the Yankees should be in front of the A's, there's no justification for them being $4 back of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are done. The Blue Jays are done. I'm watching this team now on a nightly basis since I bet them to miss the postseason. We've talked about it. They missed a big window in the early half of the season where the first five, six batters in their lineup all made the All-Star game. Like, you have to capitalize on that. They needed to have a better record. They missed that opportunity. Robbie Ray certainly got the job done in the first half of a doubleheader, but he's not looked as good. They're getting beat up by this Boston team there. Like, in what world? Toronto 12-1, the Yankees 16-1. That's outrageous. The Yanks prevent tremendous value. Let's talk a little bit more about value here. We've talked about this Milwaukee Brewers team, the moves that they're making, the pitching staff that they bring to the table. We're going to the World Series market here. 12-1 to win the World Series, Donnie. Hot or not, there's value on that number for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Absolutely hot. And when you have a smaller market team like the Milwaukee Brewers, you have to isolate those chances, Kevin, when you think you have a legitimate shot to, A, make the playoffs and maybe get a World Series run. Maybe you think a little bit differently, right, when you're the Dodgers or you're the New York Yankees, where you have those deep pockets, you're expected to make playoffs, but you don't go all in every year because you say, hey, each and every year we have a legitimate chance to win the World Series the minute we throw the first pitch back in April. But when you're looking for the Brewers, maybe you want to capitalize on this because you have three good pitchers under control already on your baseball team. If you add a fourth legitimate starter, now you're talking about heading into the playoffs, because when you look at teams' overall depth, and I always bring up the Dodgers, it seems like they have two starting lineups that they can interchange at the plate, and they have so many pitching prospects in their minor league system and the ample chances to go out and sign guys like Trevor Bauer when you already have a really good baseball team. Maybe some years you say, you know what, we're always all in technically, but when you take a look at the Milwaukee Brewers here, I love the fact the way they match up just in a single game series. We're not talking about over 80 games and the attrition, and hey, that Milwaukee Brewers lineup might not be able to hit for 80 games like, let's just say, the Dodgers or the Yankees are supposed to. But in a seven-game series, if you're going to throw dominant starting pitching, some decent bats in there, and a good end of the bullpen, why not take a look at 12-1? Because sometimes, Kevin, it's so simplistic to try to break down. In order to win a World Series, what do you need to do, Kevin? Make it into the playoffs. In order to win a World Series, you know what helps you out? Don't be a wild card team where you lose one game, you're out at this point. So if you win the division, that amplifies your chances to win a World Series. They line up so well in the playoffs that if they can add over the next 24 hours, that 12-1, Kevin, might turn out to be a steal on the Milwaukee Brewers.
100% agree. This is turning into a Brewers show. We're not based out of Milwaukee, so I think we'll be able to get away with it here. Like, at the, there is not a team in the National League who would have better odds to be playing past the wild card round than the Milwaukee Brewers. Because at the end of the day, like, if we stop the season today, the two teams in the National League with the best odds to win the World Series are going to play each other in the wild card round. And then the winner of that game has to play the number one seeded Giants with the third best odds. That's, they're just knocking each other out left and right. The Mets also sit in front of the Milwaukee Brewers. Like, all of those teams right now with better odds than the Brewers. But the Brewers, again, with the way the standings shape up, would have home field advantage over the New York Mets. And the Mets are a sub-500 baseball team away from Citi Field. And the Mets have looked a little bit more vulnerable in their hold of their division lead compared to the Milwaukee Brewers. And look, if the Brewers can get themselves to the World Series, who, no matter who they, first of all, it's 12-1. They get to the World Series, you've already accomplished your job. But that rotation, as Donnie has mentioned here, that Brewers team is legitimately building something. A while back preseason, I thought the Cardinals offered value in the Central just because I thought they were going to win the Central. Whoever won the Central was going to present value. It's going to be the Milwaukee Brewers. They present value, no doubt about it. We are here, though, on draft night, and one of the most exciting things about an NBA draft is when we start to get some movement here. A lot of teams on the phone right now. Bradley Beal, I'm begging. Request a trade, pal. I need some excitement in my life. We've got Ben Simmons rumors coming left and right. We'll talk a little bit more about those in hour number two. But, Donnie, how about this for a hot or not? One of the top 10 picks will be traded in tonight's NBA draft.
Makes sense. Absolutely, I'm going hot on this one because one of the most unpredictable markets you can have is who's going to go 1 through 10 and get that number exactly in order, but also taking a look at the guys you just mentioned here. If you're looking to make a move, similar to what we saw in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, the news breaks, Adam Schefter reports that he wants to be traded out. What is the best night to put that out on? It's draft night because that's when other teams will pick up the phone. They have draft picks in your pocket, and you get tangible players, Kevin, for this upcoming season. It's the same thing with Ben Simmons and Bradley Beal. If you wait till after the draft and make the move for four first-rounders, whatever it might take, you don't get that first-rounder from the night before the draft or whenever the trade gets made after the draft actually takes place. A lot of teams want instant access to their players so they can appease their fan base. Hey, look, we traded Ben Simmons, but we got the number 7 overall pick and another another, you know, few draft picks down the line here, but you can draft a player that can immediately replace the guy you just traded on. So if we're looking at the top 10, I mean, sure, guys later in the draft, you know, the 23rd pick sold for cash, the 25th pick traded, you know, for multiple second rounders in years to come. But if you're an organization that wants to make a splash with your fan base, trading inside of the top 10 can certainly do that. So I'm going to say yes, Kevin, it's hot. One team or one player will be moved by trade in the top 10 tonight. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's absolutely hot, Donnie. Part of the reason, first of all, the answer is actually already yes to this. I should have slapped again at the back end here because we saw the Grizzlies come up to the 10th overall pick in a trade with the New Orleans Pelicans. Look, it is a gigantic favorite for this draft to start. Cade Cunningham 1, Jalen Green 2. The Cavs right now, their phones are ringing nonstop as teams look to see how willing they are to move on from the third pick. And even if they've been unwavering in their stance, they don't need to be. They don't need to move on just yet. They can wait and get a little bit closer and get on the clock. They have an idea of what teams are willing to offer. This could happen right there at 3. We know the Raptors are in heavy talks to make some different moves there with the 4th overall selection. The Magic own the 5th and 8th overall picks. Whenever a team has a set of assets like that, they could be on the move. The Thunder have a tremendous amount of picks. The Warriors with multiple lottery picks here. We know Memphis wants to come back up. This is absolutely hot, and that's exactly what you want to see for an NBA draft. You want that movement. It creates opportunities down the board there. Very, very excited for the draft tonight. We're going to talk some NFL to lead up hour number two, but I want to talk a little bit about Randall Cobb right here, who is now a Green Bay Packer. And this is fascinating to me. Like, they say, hey, Rodgers, you can do whatever you want. And he goes, oh, perfect. Randall Cobb. Like, what? Like, you know, it's like if your mom's like, I'll make you anything you want for your birthday dinner, like peanut butter and jelly. So, I mean, I love peanut butter and jelly, but certainly we could have done a little bit better here, but maybe I'm being harsh. Donnie, hot or not, Randall Cobb will make a difference for the Packers.
I'm going to say not on this one, but it never helps when you're a superstar athlete. Like, you take a look at, you know, Milwaukee, per se, and obviously close to Green Bay is Milwaukee. You know, Giannis has his brother on the team, not because he's a good basketball player, because it's his brother, and it makes your superstar happy. That's what you do. So when you take a look at Green Bay, how do you try to appease him? And he goes, you never should have got rid of Randall Cobb. How about this, Aaron? Why don't we go out and get Randall Cobb for you there? It's a perfect match in Green Bay. Does he make a difference on the field? I mean, maybe he makes a little bit of a difference. He's a decent wide receiver, but it seems like, Kevin, anybody that lines up with Aaron Rodgers would be a difference maker at wide receiver because he makes everybody look good. But just to massage the ego of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay to get Randall Cobb, one of his best friends back in town, that shows you, Kevin. Remember what everybody's talking about? This is a one-year run for the Green Bay Packers to make it happen with Aaron Rodgers. Not so fast. He's the de facto GM now. Why would he leave this organization now when they will listen to him on every single move he makes? And I love superstar players and superstar athletes who get inside their own head for motivation. Did you see how mad he was that Jake Kumerow got cut the year before? Jake Kumerow had 12 receptions the year before and hasn't even resurfaced basically in the NFL since. But you make up those rivalries in your mind. Aaron Rodgers getting Randall Cobb helps him. I don't know about the team, though.
That's great, though. That's why he's going to leave, because he'll be like, what are they doing? I have no help out here. Like, brother, you got Randall Cobb. That's on you. Hero of the Night's up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the early line. It is time once again to give out our hero of the night. You heard us mention this actually a little bit when we broke down the game between the Dodgers and the Giants. A FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost last night that needed Walker Buehler to help us out in the very first inning. He needed to record just one strikeout. Up comes Yastrzemski, down 0-2. Pops out. Not what you like to see. Up comes Buster Posey, first pitch strike. He grounds out. We're screaming, get foul, get foul. It doesn't get foul. Now the worry sets in. Then up comes Dickerson. Strike one. Strike two. Fouls it off. Ugh. Strike three. Gets him swinging the final batter of the inning. Walker Buehler helps us cash that FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost at plus 130 and comes away, Donnie, with Hero of the Night honors.
Absolutely, Hero, and riding off into the night, because as we were closing down the show, we weren't sure, Kevin, if we were going to be able to watch that. Maybe have an extended top of the first inning by the Los Angeles Dodgers, but we were able to close that one out and cheer it all the way on. And how special is it when you're down to your last out and your last strike to get that done? The knuckle curve pulls through. And how about Walker Buehler on the season alone here, Kevin? 11-1 now. A sensational effort overall, but most importantly, Hero of the Night. Why? Cashes in on the FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost here for us to end the show last night. Sensational stuff, Walker Buehler. Yes, you are my Hero of the Night.
Buehler, by the way, is now the second choice to win the NL Cy Young. Plus 950 to DeGrom's minus 1,000. It's a little under the radar that we've not seen Jacob DeGrom in quite some time. But also, does it really matter? Again, like, we've not seen DeGrom in a while. He's still minus 1,000 to win this award. They might as well just pick names out of a hat as to whoever is starting on a given day's slate and slap them as the second choice. Because again, I'm not sure DeGrom needs to pitch another inning to come away with that NL Cy Young, but he didn't get Hero of the Night. That was our guy, Walker Buehler. Hour number two, next.
Coming to you 24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
with the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. This.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.